Okay, last time we started discussing the focus Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim on the Vav and the Beis, how many defunas do we need in a sukkah? Right? Reb Shimon says that you have four defunas, and the Chachamim, when we pass can like, say, Shtaim Kilchasan or Shlish Safi Lutefa, that you have two full walls, Kilchasan, the shear of Zion Tfachim. Rashi says, Kashir Meshach Sukkah, the full shear of the sukkah, seven Tfachim apiece, and Shlish Safi Lutefa, the third one, is enough to be a tefach. So the Gemara continues on the bottom of Vav Amid Beis. Also tefach hechad ma'amido. Where do we put that tefach? Amar Rav, ma'amido keneged hayotze. Rav says, we put it keneged hayotze. We'll have to explain what that means. Amar le Rav Kana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, v'yamidenu keneged rosh tor. Rav Kana and Rav Asi ask Rav, why don't we put it keneged rosh tor? Whatever that means. Shosik Rav, and Rav was quiet. Itmanami, Omer Shmuel Meshmedo Levi, Mamido Keneged Hayotze, V'chemorim Be'medroshim, Mamido Keneged Hayotze. So it seems like most seem to say Keneged Hayotze, but there's this Shiloh that some of the Amoroi missed, that maybe you should be Mamede Keneged Rosh Tor. What does this mean? Keneged Hayotze, Keneged Rosh Tor, what's the Machlokas? So Rashi starts us off rolling. Keneged Hayotze, on Vav Amebeis, Rashi says, Mokom Shemachitza Kola, Be'ezze Sheyirtze, the Mashtayim Mizrochis Tzvonis, Yasa Tevach Besofa Tzvonis, Be'mikzol. Litzad Marif. Or but Mizrachis Litzad Dorim. What is Rashi saying? So if you have two mechitzas, Mizrachis Tzvonis, let's say north. So let's assume that that's on the top. Tzvonis, Mizrachis is on the right side. So if you have Mizrachis Tzvonis, then Keneged Hayotze means that you'll put the tefach at the end of the Tzvonis b'miktzol.
So if you have like this, Tzvonis Mizrachis, right? So this is seven, this is seven. And then Keneged Hayotze is here, a tefach over there on the
Tzvonis Marabis. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Or B'mizrachis, let's say Darim, or you could put the tefach over here. Right? You got Shtayim Kilchasan, the length of seven, and then you have Shlish Safilu Tefach Keneged Hayotze. That's the tefach on the side. That's the Marshal's understanding of Rashi. The Chachma Shlomo, I guess the printer just put it into the Rashi. That's our picture that we have on the side of Rashi. It's the Marshal's understanding of the Rashi. Marshal says, Kozeh. He has the picture over here. Keneged Hayotze Mitzuyer Kozeh Beis. If you look in the Marshal, that's this picture. That you have a tefach coming out of the side. And that's what the printer has on our Rashis. That's his version of the Rashi. So what are the Amoraim asking? Rav Kana, Rav Asi asks, V'yamidenu keneged Rosh Tor, what is a Rosh Tor? Rosh Tor. So, B'pshuto, it's like the tzir of Rashi. What we have in Rashi. That's how the Marsha explains Rashi. The keneged Rosh Tor is like keneged Ayotzi in the sense that it's on that Miktsoa next to the other two defunas, but it's not going straight. But rather, it's curved inside toward the other mechitza.
Right, if we start again. Keneged Rosh Tor is curved toward the inside, or curved over here toward the inside. Right, that's the shaila. Why should you put it keneged Hayotze straight? You should put it keneged Rosh Tor. And Rav was shasik. He didn't answer.
But Bevei Midrash, it sounds like they're passing like Rav, that Yimame Keneged Ayotze, not Keneged Rosh Tor. But that seems to be the Machlokas Amoraim according to Rashi. Comes the Maram and asks, if that's Pshat, we don't really understand very well. Because if you look at the Rashi, Rashi gives a reason why you should be Mame Keneged Rosh Tor. It's not just, you know, like a picture book trying to figure out the picture. There's a Svara behind you. The Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, what does Rashi say? Mitzot Tzvonis Marovez Balachsam. You should put it diagonally. Diagonally, said it's sort of curving toward the other mechitza. O mizrachis dromis she hamechitzas maravis tzvonis. Why do you do this, keneged Rosh Tor? The nira note the lebeis mechitzas umechzi karba mechitzas. Rashi says the pshat is that if it's note the lebeis mechitzas, it looks like four mechitzas. You're really supposed to enclose the sukkah on four sides. So Rav Kana and Rav Asi say that if you're mame keneged Rosh Tor, it looks like four mechitzas. It's not the lebeza mechitzas, it's merci carbon mechitzas. Frek the Maram, if you learn keneged Rosh Tor, like the Marsha b'das Rashi, what's near a kedalid mechitzas here? This looks like dalid mechitzas. This looks like dalid mechitzas. What's the Dala Mechitzas? What's he talking about? If that's what Rosh Tar means, and we don't understand Pshat and Rashi, because Rashi gives a Svara, he says, V'yamidenu k'neged Rosh Tar, so that it'll be nearer k'dala Mechitzas. But this doesn't look like Dala Mechitzas. What's more frek the Maram? Look at Taisus, V'yamidenu k'neged Rosh Tar. Avagav daki yotzi bazel, meper kamet de Erevin, osi avir da'agisu da'agisu, mevata lei. The Gemara in Erevin, in certain contexts, asks the kasha that the avir on either side of the mechitza should be mevatel. The mechitza, if you have avir on either side, so osi avir da'agisu da'agisu, the avir of this side and the avir of that side can come and then mevatel the mechitza. Gabi v'horochav me'eser amos v'gabi orha asla. Certain cases that we don't have to get into. That's the Gemara in Erevin. But Taisa says you have this principle that sometimes we say osi avir da'agisu da'agisu mevatelay. So here too, why don't I say osi avir da'agisu da'agisu mevatelay? How is V'yamidenu k'neged Rosh Tar going to work? But the Avir, the Hagisa should be mevatel to the Rosh Tar. So what is Taisa's answer? No, here is different. Hacha the tevach mechitza d'araisa, zilchus agamirila, lo asi avira u'mevatela. Here, asi avira d'hagisa mevatela doesn't apply because mechitza, the tevach, shlish sefil tevach is a d'araisa. Taisa seems to be saying that the mechitza is a davar choshev. Because it's a d'araisa that you need a shlish sefil tevach, so if you have that tefach, that's too choshev for the avir, the hagisa to be mevatel that mechitza. Frek the maram, what's Tosis talking about? What's the avir, the hagisa over here? If you learn Rosh Tar, like the Marsha Bedas Rashi, so then there are no two aviras over here. You're drawing the Rosh Kar balachs, and you're drawing it as a diagonal coming out of the two mechitza. So where's the avir, the hagisa? What's he talking about? What's Tosis saying? We don't understand the hemshech of Rashi. That how does this look like Dalad Mechitzas? We don't understand Taisa's Kashan Rashi. Asi the Avir Da'agisa Da'agisa Mavatalei. Where's the Avir Da'agisa Da'agisa? There's Avra on one side, but there's no Avra on the other side. So what's going on over here? Comes the Maram and says, I think he had the wrong pshat. Machlokas Amaraim is not the way that you learn Pedas Rashi. That everyone agrees that you're connecting the Shlishas of Ilutafach to the other two Mechitzas. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is Azoy. Kind of Ravasi was saying that you're not going to connect the Rosh Tor to the two mechitzas, but rather, you're going to put it Bekeren Zavis. You're going to put it in the corner, the far corner. Right? You're going to put it in the far corner. You have two mechitzas like this. Rav Kanav, Ravasi assume that you're going to put the third mechitza ba'alachso in the corner over here. Or if you have it the other way, right, you'll put it balachson in the corner over here. Oh, now we understand everything. Right, Rashi says this is nota nira. It's nota lebeza mechitzas because since you put it balachson, it's nota lebeza mechitzas, and it's nira kedalad mechitzas. It looks like you have four mechitzas over here. And also, we can understand Taisa's kasha. Right, Taisa says osi avir dagisu dagisu mevatalei. How can we say keneged Rosh Tar the avir is going to be mevatal on either side? Where's the avir on either side? The Avir here and the Avir there. That's Taisa's Kasha. The Taisa's answer is, no, this is different. Here, since the Mechitza, the Shlish Zavi Lutefach, is a Daraisa, it's a Davar Chosha. Once it's a Davar Chosha, then the Avir Da'agisa Da'agisa is not going to be Mevatel the Mechitza. So everything comes around, right? Everything makes sense. Maram's Pshat is a different Pshat. Keneged Rosh Tar doesn't mean that you're attaching it to the two mechitzas. Rather, you're putting it Bekeren Zavis, Balachson. So now we understand why it's near a Kedala mechitzas. So we also understand the Kasha of Taisus. Taisus has an answer, but we understand the Kasha that he thought, Asi Avir Da'agisa Da'agisa Mevatalei, because you're putting it Bekeren Zavis, so there's going to be an Avra on either side. So Bamas, the Maram, already was preceded by the Rishonim. If you look at the Rabbeinu Avram in Ahor, He already has this pshat in Keneged Rosh Tar. Is there a Ben Avram in Ahar? Here is this. Keneged Hayotze. So how did he learn Rav? Mokom Shamachitza Kola Be'ezer Sheyitza. Be'ezer Rosh Sheyitza. Im Ashtayim Heim Mizrochet Tzvonis Yasu Tevach B'Tzvonis B'Mikzo O L'Tzad Maravi. Of Mizrachas Letzadam, same as what we have Bedas Rashi. Keneged Rosh Tar, what are the Cholkim hold? Shura b'miktzoa dromis maravis. Again, so he described Rav as saying if the Shtayim Kilchosan are Mizrachas Tzvonis, the same picture that we have, that Mizrachas Tzvonis, one is on top and one is on the side. So Keneged Hayotze is in the miktzoa. So come Rav Kanav Rav Asi and they say Keneged Rosh Tar, Vos meintas? Shura b'miktoa dromis maravis. What does that mean? That's the Karen Zovis. That's opposite. Dromis. Dromis maravis. Right? Dromis maravis. That's the Maram's pshat in Keneged Rosh Torah. Shenota l'shtei ha-mechitzos u'mechzik ha-arba mechitzos. Mamash Rashi. That's what Rashi says. So it's interesting. Rashi, the picture we have in Rashi is more like the Marsho Bedas Rashi, but the Maram has a good taina. If that's the case, we don't understand the Hemshech of Rashi. The other pshat seems more Mestave Bedas Rashi, that it's not that you're attaching the Keneged Rosh Torah to the other two mechitzos, but rather that you're drawing it Bekeren Zavis. So that if you look at the Makoros and the Ritva, that's what we have number three. That's the simple pshat Bedas Rashi, like the Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, like the Maram. And the Ritva has this pshat too. Which pshat in the Ritva is this? This is Perish Aleph. See, Perish Beis in the Ritva is what the Marshal and the Marshal have Bedas Rashi. But you get all the pictures. It's a picture book. There's a lot of lumdis here, but first we got to get the pictures right. Then we'll get the lumdis. Yes, Zach.
Okay. Therefore, it makes sense in the Arabic. But how the picture showed that on next to the Tosos, in the Marsha,
The pictures in the Marsha seem a little interesting. Yeah.
I might be making a wrong assumption, but on Hay in the Marsha, it shows like a little space in order to be in line with the Mar in Arabic. But could you see
in the Marsha? What do you mean on the bottom of the Marsha?
On the left.
The left is the same as our picture in Rashi.
No, there's a little bit of airspace.
Where's the airspace?
Right between the tefach and the wall.
This is the Marsha. It's the same picture that I have with that I have in the Rashi. Do you have a different picture?
Yeah, Marsha is the second.
The second picture.
To explain Tosfos, how the question will work within Tosfos.
Yeah, I wasn't working with that pshat. When I say the Marsha with that Rashi, I'm saying the first pshat.
No, I understand. I'm saying okay. Within that shot, mm-hmm. Marsha within Tosos, mm-hmm. Could you say that the Marsha Adas Tosos and the Maram Adas Tosos are having a disagreement? Just saying, because the Torah says that they both want to explain how it works and also Dal Mechitzos, but the Maharam puts the corner that's the Davka either covering the two sides to seem as Dal Mechitzos. While Marsha, how he understands it, it's rather it's a small airspace, but it's end to end. So, is that just how they drew it? There's no way to take out of that, or there could be an actual.
I don't know. I'm not sure it's very strange. Where's your sukkah? In either the Aleph or the Beis in the Marashah, the second pictures, I'm not sure where the sukkah is. You have to have some enclosed area. I'm not sure what the Marashah is saying.
That picture's still probably right.
No, no, but where's the area? Where's the Zayin al-Zayin in the Marashah? Take picture Beis. Where's the Zayin al-Zayin? On the top or the bottom? There has to be a sukkah here, right? Where's the sukkah in the Marashah? I'm not sure what's going on here in this picture. What? That's why it's good to be in a chair. Right? Where's the sukkah?
Okay.
Here, there.
I have a different picture.
I'm not sure.
I don't have a llama.
Okay, so maybe maybe after Shia we'll try to compare the pictures. But the Marsha that I have is not. I'm not sure I fully understand the Marsha. Okay. The Ritva. Oh, so the Ritva has both pshatim. Right? The Ritva has both pshatim. Second pshat in the Ritva, Acherin. Acherin perishes shemamido keneged ayotze, hainu besof achas mishtei adofonos ha-shlemus keneged adofon ha-sheni, shu yotze, kigon zeh. Who's kigon zeh? So you look at number four. Yeah, it's very nice that they put the pictures in there. Oh, kigon zeh. Right? Okay. I think that's what he means. Just look at the words. I think that's the Marshal's Pshat Bedas Rashi. And what's Keneged Rosh Tor? Shlo yehe oso tefach holech biyosher alanot balachson klapi sofa dofen hasheni kilu sosim akol kegon zeh. I think he means the same thing. It's just going balachson or kegon zeh. Right? He's saying that you're putting whether Keneged Rosh Tor or Keneged Hayotze, you're putting it right next to the other two mechitzes. But his first pshat is not that. First pshat of the Ritva is Perishu bo shemame keneged sof echad min hadafonos bekeren haruach haporutz. Bekeren haruach haporutz. That's the Karen Zavis. That's the Maram's pshat. Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar. Kegon zeh. I think that's what he means. Keneged ayotze. Oh, this is interesting. He's learning keneged ayotze is even bekeren Zavis. O kegon zeh. Yotze tefa. V'cheinir mi perish Rashi. Shekosav ayotze mokom shamachitza kolu lechorua sheyirtze. How bishul lashon asosim bezem. Rav Kana v'ravasi. The parchilei shiamidena keneged ashtar. Hainu shiamidena ba'alachson bekeren aparetz nota l'shneim. Also bekeren Zavis. Nota l'shneim. The difference is it's ba'alachson. It's diagonal. So it's nota. It's looking toward the two machitzas. Like number three, I think the Ritva's first pshat is like the Maram, but there's a nuance of difference between them. I think the Maram is learning that Rav Kana and Rav Asi are arguing on Rav in two respects. The Rav said Keneged Ayotze was not Baal Achson; it's a straight wall. The Shlish Zafilu Tevach is a straight wall, and the Shlish Zafilu Tevach is next to the other two defunas. That's how Rashi was learning. Rav Kana and Rav Asi learn that there are two differences. First of all, it's not a straight wall, it's Ba'al Achson, and it's Bekeren Zavis. That's the Maran. The Ritva is saying, no, everyone assumed it's Bekeren Zavis. The question is, how is the wall Bekeren Zavis? Rav was saying the wall Bekeren Zavis is just straight, right? Straight Bekeren Zavis. Like one or two. Rav Kana and Rav Asi say, no, it's not straight. It's Baal Achson Bekeren Zavis. But they're both agreeing that it's Bekeren Zavis. That's the nuance of difference between the Maran and the Ritva in the first parish. Okay? These are the different approaches in the Machlokas HaMaran. Questions? Okay, so now we have to delve into the Lumbus. What's the Svara behind all of this? L'chora, just to back up to the kasha of the Gemara, but also tefach hechan ma'amido. What's the kasha of the Gemara? We have a halacha moshmisina shlish zafilu tefach. So, why does it matter where I put the tefach? The halacha moshmisina is that you need a tefach beruach shlishis beruach gimel. So put it anywhere. You need a third ruach with zayin tefachin. So lachara the halacha moshmisina should say I could put the tefach anywhere in the zayin tefachin. I know we're familiar with Rabbi Simon that you have the tefach shochek and you put it lovud between, right, lovud to the other mechitzis, and then you have rov of the dog. That's we're going to get to that. That's not the pashup shot. That's not Rav. Pashup shot in the halacha mashu v'sinei shlishis afilu tefach. Anyway, what's this idea that keneged ayotze keneged rosh tor? You have to put it in a certain area of vushtate. There's a halacha mashu v'sinei that shlishis afilu tefach. So why did the Amoraim think that you have to put it in a certain area? It's kasha number one. Question number two, what's Rashi saying that you need nira kedalad mechitzis? Rav Kana v'Rav Asi say that you can't be mamid keneged ayotze, but rather keneged rosh tor. Says Rashi, so that'll be nota l'shtei mechitzos v'yeroi kedalad mechitzis. Well, what kind of a strange idea is that? Rav Shimon holds that you need four mechitzis in a sukkah. The Chachamim don't hold you need four mechitzis, you only need three. So what's this nira kedalad mechitzis? Where did this come from? First of all, what's this kash of the Gemara? Where are you mamid the mechitza shlishis? Where are you mamid it? Anywhere in the third ruach. Well, why do I have to be mamid it in a certain place? And secondly, what's this hemshech of Rashi that keneged rosh tor, I need to be mamid keneged rosh tor according to that shita, so it'll be nira kedal mechitzas. The Chachamim don't hold you need dal mechitzas; they hold you need three mechitzas. So what's this kenira kedal mechitzas? The answer is that the idea of defonis, the defonis of a sukkah, are supposed to be goderes hamakom. They're supposed to enclose the makom of the sukkah. That's the whole idea of the defonis of the sukkah. The gzeres hakosov, the halacha moshmisinai, according to the Chacham Reb Shimon, the shlish safilu tefach, is that even if you only have three mechitzas, if you only have mechitzas on three sides, that's viewed as being goder all four sides. It's not that you don't need four sides gadur. Everyone holds that you need to have a makom that's gadur on four sides. You need to have a makom that's encircled. That's what a sukkah is about. It's that it has mechitzas on four sides. It's a bias. It's encircled on four sides. Yeah, the only thing is you don't necessarily need a dofen on all four sides. You don't need a mechitz on all four sides. If you have a mechitz on three sides, so maybe we look at this as a makom that's encircled on four sides, because on the fourth side, what do you have? If it's encircled on three sides, what do you have on four sides? A Pesach, exactly. Well, we find often that even if you have a pirtza, you have different pirtzas, but if the pirtzas are done halachically, we don't look at them as pirtzas, we look at them as a Pesach. The Moshe, we said before, that if the paritz is merubah la'omed, if you have more pirtza than omed on that side, right? So then the whole mechitza is bottom. Right? The mechitza becomes bottom. Let's say you have mechitzas on two sides. Then on the third side you have a little mechitza, and then you have a lot of parutz, and then you have a little mechitza. That's not going to be enough, because if these pirtzas are greater than the omed, so then they're mevatel the mechitza. But if you have more omed than pirtza, if the omed's meruba la parutz, right? You have more omed than pirtza, but you still have a pirtza, let's say this is a pirtza of two amis, is there's omed of two, a pirtza of two, an omed of four, a pirtza of two, an omed of two. So your omed is eight, the pirtza is four, the omed is greater than the parts, and that mechitz is okay. Why? But there still is a pirtza of two amis on either side. How can that work? The answer is we view those pirtzas as psachim. They're not viewed as a pirtza, they're not breaches in the mechitz, they're viewed as a pesach. So it could be that that's the idea of the sukkah, that if you have mechitzas on three sides, certainly if you have a full mechitz on three sides, you readily see that that's viewed as a Pesach on the other side. But the chiddush is that even if you don't have the full mechitz of Zayin Tfachim, we still look at it as though if the makom is goder on shalosh ruchos, if it's goder on three sides, then the fourth side is viewed as a Pesach in this sukkah. It's viewed as a Pesach, and then the makom can be goder on all four sides. Question? Oh, so now we're going to get to that. But, so it could be that the whole machlokas amaroim over here is how can you make something goder on three sides? By making a goder on three sides, we look at it as though it's goder completely. The fourth side is a pesach. So Rav says that even if your mamad keneged hayotze, right? Let's take the simple pshat, right? Even if you have the third mechitza attached to the two, to the L shape, right? Like picture number four in the Makaros. We look at that as though it's gadar on three sides. It's gadar. The makom is gadar. I have a mechitza of Zayin Tfachim on one side. I have a mechitza of a tefach on the other side. So we put the two mechitzas together because it's seven tefachim on one side and one tefach on the other side. So I look at the mechitza on the left side. I look at the mechitza of a tefach as being like the full mechitza. It's opposite the full mechitza. So on three sides I have mechitza. So then I could look at them at the fourth side as being a Pesach. Zokter of Kana of Revasi, they respond and they say, what are you talking about? How can that be? How is the makom going to be goder on three sides if the mechitza is keneged hayotze? Keneged hayotze, we don't see the third side as being goder completely. It's just attached to the other mechitzas. That's not going to be goder on three sides. How is it going to be goder on three sides? Keneged Rosh Tor. What does that mean? So the way that the Ritva learned in his first pshat, right? Bekeren Zavis. Right? The way that the Maram learned, it has to be Bekeren Zavis. They hold, first of all, it has to be Bekeren Zavis, and it has to be Balachson as well. Because without it being both Bekeren Zavis and being Balachson, we don't look at this as a makom that's goder. Right? If it's Keneged Ayotze, and the Keneged Ayotze is attached to the two mechitzes, that's too far down. Right? If you can attach the Keneged Ayotze to the two mechitzes, well, this looks like a makom that's goder on three sides. The fourth Ruach looks like a Pesach. It doesn't look like a Pesach here. There's still a big pirtz over there. It doesn't look like a makom that's goder on three sides, and then I'll say the fourth side is a Pesach. Well, how do I look at it as though the makom is goder on three sides if you only have a tefach? That's if you have it ba'alachsum, you have it b'keren zavis. Ah! So that looks like it's a makom that's goder on four sides. And that's what the Rashi was saying. The keneged Rosh Tor is, it's nota l'shtei mechitzos, then it looks like dalet mechitzos. Because the whole idea is you really do need the sukkah to be goder on four sides. Even the Chachamim hold that you need the sukkah to be gadar on four sides. They just claim, halach l'mosh mi Sinai, Shlish Zafilu Tefach, that teaches me that if you have a mechitza on three sides, we look at it as though it's Gadar on four sides. Come Rav Kana Rav Asi, and they say, the only way that that's going to work is if that Shlish Zafilu Tefach is going to be Baal Achson, and it's going to be Bekeren Zavis, because if it's Keneged Ayotze, and that Keneged Ayotze is attached to the other two mechitzas, that doesn't look like it's Gadar on three sides. It doesn't look like you have a Pesach on the four side, so that's not going to work. According to the Ritva's first pshat, even Rav agreed that it has to be Bekeren Zavis. Right? According to the Ritva's first pshat, even Rav agreed that the Keneged Ayotze can't be attached to the two perpendicular mechitzas. It's got to be in the Keren Zavis. Because again, even Rav was agreeing that it has to be Gadar on four sides. The whole Machlokas HaMaroyim was, does it have to be Baal Achson? Does it not have to be Baal Achson? But everyone said it has to be Bekeren Zavis. The Marshal Badas Rashi was saying, no, Rav argued completely, and he said that no, Keneged Ayotze can even be attached to the two other mechitzas, the two perpendicular mechitzas. That's enough. That already we see the structure of the three mechitzas, and the fourth side is going to be Kepesa. But the Ritva in his first part said, no, even Rav agrees that it has to be in the Keren Zavis. Because it's not in the Keren Zavis, it's not going to be Goder on four Ruchos. But the Yesod is that everyone, all the Amorayim are saying, B'das the Chachamim, that Shlish Zafil Teva doesn't mean that a Sukkah only has to have Mechitzas on three sides. No, it has to be enclosed on four sides. It's just there's this idea that if it's Goder on three sides, then we can look at it as though the fourth side has a Pesach. And the Shaila is how to make it Goder on three sides. That's the Machlokas Amorayim. Yes, Zach.
We're gonna get to the triangle.
No, a triangle is gevaldic because again, Gadar on four sides. This just means it has to be encircled. A triangle is definitely encircled.
I'm saying what comes.
There's no halacha l'mashmisina that the sukkah has to have four walls. That it has to be encircled.
It's about to encircle.
Yeah. So if you have a Pesach in Ruach Revius, then it's encircled. But if you have a triangle, it's noch besser. It's even better. Well, that's certainly then not even having a Pesach.
So it's just Adas being enclosed rather than...
Yeah, 100%. We'll get to the triangle in just a moment. Oh. So this idea that maybe even Rav agrees that the Sukkah has to be encircled and the goal is simply to create Mechitzas on the third side so that the fourth side will be... Question before I go on? Yeah, go ahead. That even Rav agrees it has to be Gadar on four sides, but the way we do it is we create a mechitz on three sides, and then the fourth side is a Pesach.
How is that different than
the other way that we're understanding? The printer, the Marshal, understood Rashi that Keneged Ayotze means the third mechitza is attached to the two perpendicular mechitzas. The difference is, according to the Ritva's first Prat, even Rav agreed that if the third mechitz is not Bekeren Zavis, it's not the sukkah is not going to be Gadar on four sides. That's the idea. The whole machlokas Amoraim was, does it have to be Baal Achson or not Baal Achson? But everyone agrees it has to be Bekeren Zavis.
I'm not saying that's a difference in the
Lumbus
time.
Do you think it's a difference in the Lumbus? If you have something else, I'll think about it. But I think so, right? If there's no difference in the Lumbus, the question is how to create the Mokom that's Gadar on three sides, that we can look at the fourth side, as being a Pesach. Okay? So this idea that the fourth side is a Pesach, Rabbi Elchananel on the Gilyan says that, right? V'asikno, maskon, v'asikno mamido keneged hayotze, shu keneged k'tzei hadofen hayotze. Keneged k'tzei hadofen hayotze. What does that mean? K'tzei hadofen hayotze? What does that mean? So I think he's saying Bekeren Zavis. That's the Rabbi Elchananel. Bekeren Zavis. Kitzei Hadofen Ayotzei. Laharos Kihu Pesach HaSukkah. To show that that's the Pesach HaSukkah. You put it Keneged Ayotzei, that means like the Ritva's first pshat. That you're putting it Bekeren Zavis, like pictures one or two. You're putting it Bekeren Zavis, but he holds it doesn't have to be Baal Achson. But you're putting it Bekeren Zavis at the end of Ktzei Hadofen Hayotze, Laharos Kiu Pesach Hasukah. If he learned Keneged Hayotze like our version in Rashi, like the Marshal's version in Rashi, how does that look like Pesach Hasukah? The Rabbi Nachmanel seems to be learning that it's Bekeren Zavis. So it's Bekeren Zavis. So the purpose of putting it Bekeren Zavis is so that it looks like Pesach HaSukkah. That fourth Ruach will look like Pesach HaSukkah. So then it'll be like a Makom Godah. Yes?
Is that what Rabbi Nachmanel is saying? Or is he saying that the third wall is going to look like the Pesach? He says the fourth wall? Like he's saying like the Ritzvah, maybe he's arguing with it that the third wall looks like a Pesach. But that still counts as a wall. And then you have three walls.
What is Hadofen HaYotze? The existing dolphin?
You went before that it was not what Rob was saying? Can I get the Yotze?
You're saying Keneged HaYotze means this is the Yotze. Keneged HaYotze means opposite that. That's what you're saying.
Maybe he's saying a few healthy that it looks like a Pesach.
That looks like a Pesach, that's what he's saying. Keneged HaYotze shu keneged kitzei hadofen HaYotze baharos ki hu Pesach HaSukkah.
That's ki hu Pesach HaSukkah, meaning that's what he's talking about. It'd be weird if he was talking about the fourth wall, which he hadn't mentioned yet.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's not referring to the Ruach, he's referring to the Shlishis Afilu Tefach. So you're saying the Shlishis Afilu Tefach, it's the Pesach HaSukkah because it's not as long as the other Mechitza. The other Mechitza is a Mechitza of the Sukkah. This is the Pesach HaSukkah because it's less. I hear. I'm not sure. So he's saying, according to that, he's agreeing that the idea is if you have a little bit of a mechitza, then you're creating a Pesach, but he's saying the Pesach could be in the third wall itself, not the fourth wall. Okay, I hear. Epshir. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I hear. I thought there was a different pshat in Rashi, in the Marshal Badas Rashi. I thought there was a different pshat. The Briskirov, in that same kuntres that I mentioned to you before, he suggests that maybe the simple pshat b'das Rashi, the Marshal b'das Rashi, that Keneged HaYotze is attached to one of the side walls, he says maybe the pshat is like this, that the Halacha Mashmisina Ef Shlishis Afilu Tefach has two parts to it. That first of all, you need the Tefach, but secondly, that the goal of the Tefach is that the sukkah really should be sosum in the third ruach. That the tefach is not going to be enough unless we treat it as if the tefach is holech al kol ha-sukkah. The tefach has to go on the whole sukkah. It has to go on the whole side. What shlish tefilu tefach, but the shir of a sukkah is zayin tefachim. So how does it go on zayin tefachim? The answer is we look at it as though the shlish tefilu tefach is sosum on the whole ruach. That ruach is closed off. So the Chiddush of Rav is that the Kash of the Gemara is where also Tefach Hechan Mamido. Where am I going to put the Tefach so that it'll be Sosim, it'll be able to be Holech al Kol HaRuach. So comes Rav and says, Keneged HaYotze. Not that you have to put it Keneged HaYotze. He says, Afilu Keneged HaYotze. Even if we put the Shlishis Afilu Tefach all the way next to the other wall, the halacha mashmisina is that as long as you have a wall opposite it, we look at it as though this tefach is going to continue till the very end, and it's like sasim in the entire ruach. Not that he's saying it has to be mechzi kedalid mechitzas. That's how Rashi seems to learn. But efsha, maybe the pshat is that it doesn't have to be kedalid mechitzas. All you need is three. But the problem is you need three. In the whole Zion Tochim, so comes Rav and says, Afilu, even if it's Keneged HaYotze, and it's not going along the whole run, it's not Bekeren Zavis, let's say, it's still Holech al kol HaRuach, right? It still is Sosum, Kisosum Dami, it's as if it's going in the whole Ruach, yes.
So we don't care about the Pesach according to this Brisker Ruach, right?
Correct. He's not working with the Pesach Pshat at all. He's just saying it has to be Sosim in the Ruach. But the question is, where do you have to be Mamanid in order to make sure it's Sosim? So that's Machlokas Amaroim. Can you put it Keneged HaYotze next to the other two Mechitzas and we still look at it as though it's Sosim in the entire Ruach? Or, no, it has to be Keneged Rosh Tar, because if it's not the Keren Zavis, it's not going to be Sosim in the entire Ruach. Not that it has to be Dalad Mechitzas, but rather it has to be Sosim in that Ruach. Yes?
How mechanic is he using in order to accomplish the sasum? can't just decide, like, tefach, and it's also in, like, where is this?
I think he's saying, what the halakha Mishmissim is teaching me is that as long as you have a little bit of a mechitz on that side, and there's a full mechitz on the other side, then we look at it as one unit. Just like with the mechitz on one side is going seven tefachim, we look at it as though the shortened mechitz is also going seven tefachim, because it's zem mul zeh. That's what the halacha mashmisina is. He's just trying to understand what the halacha mashmisina is.
It doesn't sound very difficult just to say that because something's opposite each other with one tefach, you want to give another six tefachim.
That's what the halacha mashmisina is. That shlish tefil tefach means as long as you have a full mechitz on one side, if the third mechitza is opposite that full mechitza, then the tefach is enough in order to say that it's sasam in the halacha. That's what we keep on saying. Good asad mechitza. Diyum de sukkah tef. Diyum de sukkah tefach. You don't see the parameter over here? Zion Tfachim on one side is the parameter. Okay, but that's what the halacha mishmisi is about, yes.
But then also, then he's not saying that it needs to be recognizably sasim, it just needs to be halachically sasim.
Exactly, exactly.
That's fine, no?
He's trying to understand what the halacha mishmisi is. So he's saying, if Keneged Ayotze is like the Marsha Lerp Das Rashi, that's not working with the Dalad, the Mechzika Dalad Mechitzis. See, it's a strange thing. Our picture of Das Rashi is not really working with the Svar of Rashi. So we had a different understanding. The Maram, the first Pshat, the first Pshat in the Ritva, right? They're both learning that Bedas Rashi, Tak has to be Bekeren Zavis. Even Rav says it has to be Bekeren Zavis. If you learn Rashi the way that the Marshal learned Rashi, so what's Pshat? So one way to look at it is that Afilu Keneged Hayotze is still considered a Mechitza in the whole Ruach. That's what the Brisker Rav wants to suggest. The emes is this, but the Pshat of Rashi could be different. I have a simpler Pshat that's Rashi. What's a simpler Pshat that's Rashi? The Rav is not saying Afilu, he's saying Dafka. Can you think of a reason why Rav would say that Yedafka have to be Mamed the third Mechitza next to the other two Mechitzas? And you can't put up a Karen Zavis, Yaakov?
Otherwise, it's some isolated tefach.
Exactly! It's not Matsurif to the Mechitzas! There's a Sefer Avodas David, Rav David Goldberg, a very beautiful Sefer on Sukkah. So he suggests that Shabbat Rashi. That maybe Rashi, the pure Rashi, the printer's Rashi, let's say, the Marshal's Rashi, that Rav holds Keneged Ayotze means it has to be connected to the other two mechitzas. That's because if not, Rav will say that it's not mitzuv to the mechitzas. So how's that shlish zavi l'tefach? You're going to put the third mechitzah with Karen Zavis? Karen Zavis is not. And that's Be'emes Tosis Kasha. Hasi avir da hagisu da hagisu mevatalei. So Tosis answers, no, it's a mechitzah deraisa. So if it's a mechitzah deraisa, it's not going to be mevatel. But maybe Rav holds, you got it wrong. Does apply over here. Who cares that it's a mechitza deraisa? It's not mitzurf to the other mechitzas. If it's not mitzurf to the other mechitzas, then there's nothing to talk about. It's not gonna. It can't count as a third mechitza. Okay, so there's a lot going on over here in Lomdus and Svar, right? Machlok is keneged Ayotze, keneged Rosh Tar. So first we have to understand just what the shittas are. Is it Mitzurav to the two Mechitzas? Is it Bekeren Zavis? Is it Balachson? Is it straight? You have to understand what's going on over here. But then the further along this is, what are we trying to accomplish? Are we trying to create something that's nearer Kedalim Mechitzas? Are we trying to make it Sosim in the whole Ruach? Are we trying to ensure that the Shlish Zafi Lotavach is Mitzurav to the other Mechitzas? Many different issues that are playing out over here. The Pshat that we offered in the Maram of Keneged Rosh Tar, we said the Maram and the Ritva, the first pshat in the Ritva is similar, but if you look at the Maram actually carefully, there might be noch a chiddush over here. Again? Just one second. I take it back. Keneged Rosh Tar, right? So we seem to be saying that Keneged Rosh Tar, most shittas, right? We've been explaining Keneged Rosh Tar till now as it has to be the Keren Zavis and Balachson, right? So the final sheet that we have to explain is Keneged Rosh Tar according to the printer's version of Rashi. Right? The Marsha. The way we have the picture. Keneged Rosh Tor is like this. Why does it have to be like that? What's that Keneged Rosh Tor? If you say Keneged Rosh Tor is Ba'alach son of Mekaren Zavah, so then I get it. That's Rashi. It has to be Nira Kedala Mechitz, that I understand. But what's this Keneged Rosh Tor? If you assume that Keneged Ayotze is sufficient, so we said either it means that that it's Goder in the third Ruach, maybe it means that there's a Pesach in the third Ruach, Rabbeinu Chananel. Or maybe it means Dafke, it has to be like that, so that it'll be Mitzurah to the other two Mechitzes. But if you hold Keneged Rosh Tor, and it's coming out of the second Mechitza, it's coming out of the perpendicular Mechitzas, what's the idea of Keneged Rosh Tor? Zach?
I thought it was just for enclosure.
Right, that's your pshat. Go fight it. Yeah. What did you ask before? The triangle pshat, right? If you hold Keneged Rosh Tor means it's attached to the two Mechitzas, so what's this idea that you need Keneged Rosh Tor? Even if it's not Keneged Rosh, what does Keneged Rosh Tor help me? Right? It still is only a tefach in the corner, so what's the advantage of Keneged Rosh Tor? The answer could be, no, it's more of an enclosure there. We're not trying to create an enclosure of four ruchos. No, we're trying to create a triangle. A sukkah only needs three mechitzas. Come Rav Kana v'Rav Asi, and they say, you have to create a picture so it looks like three mechitzas, looks like an enclosure of three mechitzas. How do you do that? Keneged Rosh Tor, you make the triangle. If you make a triangle, so then it looks like it's sasam as a triangle. And that will be viewed as an enclosed space. Yes?
Isn't this doubtful where Rashi says that it needs to look like four mechitzas?
Rashi says it has to look like four mechitzas. Right, so you're saying. So this is not going to work with us, Rashi. If you look at the Maram, the picture in the Maram, I'm not sure what you have in your Gemaras. The picture in the Maram is very interesting. We thought that the Maram and the second pshat in the Ritva, right? The Maram and which pshat in the Ritva? The Acherim? No, the first pshat in the Ritva. We thought the Maram and the first pshat in the Ritva were learning Rosh Tor the same way. Right, the Rosh Tor means Balachson and Bekeren Zavis. If you look at the picture in the Maram, he doesn't learn like that, right? Where's that Rosh Tor? It's not Bekeren Zavis. The Maram seems to draw it that the Rosh Tor is here. That's not Bekeren Zavis. Bekeren Zavis is here. Why does the Maram draw it this way? The Chora, he's learning the triangle pshat, right? But the purpose of the Rosh Tor is to create an enclosure on the three ruchos like this. What? Okay, but that's...
No, I have the same one as you.
You have the same as me, okay. So either... Okay, whether that's the Maram's pshat or not, but those who learned Bedas Rashi that Rosh Tor is like this... It could be they're learning the triangle pshat. But the reason why Rav Kana v'Rav Asi hold you need Rosh Tor is because you have to create an enclosure. And just making it straight doesn't create that kind of enclosure because you don't have a triangle there and it's not long enough to look at the fourth Ruach as being a Pesach. So that's why you need Keneged Rosh Tor. It has to be a diagonal so that it'll be enclosed and it'll look like a triangle. Okay, these are all the different pshatim that are floating around in the Amoraim. To try to figure out how do we have an enclosure in the sukkah? Is Keneged Ayotze sufficient? Is Keneged Ayotze necessary? Or does it not work bichlal? Do you need Keneged Rosh Tor in order to create that enclosure? Yes?
The not communal with this last shot would be that if you're sitting on the outside, you can't sit there.
Of course, right. If that's not included in the sukkah.
So I mean, that's how you would extend the wall.
I mean, but that's obvious because if your wall is over here, you can't sit over here.
The wall is over there.
The wall is over there. There's no.
Before we got the Maharam saying, well, on top of that, when Rebbe made the triangle one or the left, either one. So if, on the one on the left with the tef up straight, then you could sit on the outside part. But if you do the trunk right, you can sit there. Even.
Right.
But once you say that, you're cutting off half the sukkah.
What do you say like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, lachar.
But that's lachar what they're saying, right? I think so. Yes.
Right, so then how are we going to answer it for the Lashon Rashi? Or that it's mixed carbon chitzos?
It's not working within Rashi. It can't work within that lashon of Rashi.
So how do we explain Rashi that
lashon? Explain Rashi the way we've been explaining before. That Rashi is not learning that Keneged Rosh Torah is going to be attached to the two mechitzas that have to be the Keren Zavis. That's Lachar the only way to explain Rashi, if not with half a left with a shayus.
Isn't that the Maharam, which
we
just said, is also learning to translate Shat?
He's saying the Maharam is trying to answer the Dalet Mechitzas of Rashi.
Yeah. That's the lashon.
Right. I don't know. It just doesn't come together.
The printer's edition. It
doesn't come together well. I'm sorry?
So we're saying that the printer's edition is still a kasha.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's not coming together. I don't see the Dalet Mechitzas with the Maram's tribe. If it's not Bekeren Zavis, you don't have four Mechitzas over here.
Is it possible?
It's only a triangle.
Is it possible? This might be a very big Kiddush, so probably not. So it's the Aver, but is it possible to say that is this Kimmichsikar Mechitzos? So just like Arba Mechitzos, it's enclosed, so it's with the triangle, it's like Arba Mechitzos.
It's enclosed. It's like Arba Mechitzos because it's like a triangle, so it's similar to being enclosed. I hear. Okay, it's a good shot, Naftali. Okay, what does the Gemara say? Let's go weiter. Rabbi Simon, right? So we know that this is not the final word in Shlish Sabil Tefach. So let's get a little bit to the final word. Rabbi Simon Vitema, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, also a Tefach Shav, Chechu Ma'amidu, V'Pachat V'Shloshet Tvachem, Samach L'Dofen, V'Chol Pachat V'Shloshet Samach L'Dofen, Kalov Adami. Rabbi Simon adds to Rav. Rav never heard of such an idea. Rav said, can I get a Yotzi is enough? Shlish Sabil Tefach, simple check. Comes Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon says that, no, you need a tefach shochek. This is a new concept. Tefach shochek. Vos meintos tefach shochek, says Rashi, modim medalat etzboshin amnogo zubezu davi tefach umashu. We know a tefach is four etzbos, right? The four etzbos. But we put them together. So tefach shochek means that the four etzbos are not tight together, but a little bit of space between the etzbos. They're not nogo zubezu. So it's a tefach umashu. A little bit more than a tefach. Because it's not that the four etzbos are literally attached to each other. Tefach umashu. Umamido poros mishlosha samach ledofen, continues Rashi, samach la'achas hadefanos, uporos megimel kalovin, v'havile kemechitza shel dalet tfochim, umeshech sukkah shiva, nimtza rubo shel ofen ase. What does Rabbi Simon say? What's he mechadish? He says, shlish zafilu tefach doesn't mean just a tefach. It really means rov hadofen. You need Rav HaDofen. We know that the Shir Meshach Sukkah is Shiva Tvachim, or Shiva Tvachim with a Mashu, right, Rashi, and this whole discussion. But Pashup Shad is the Shir Sukkah is Shiva Tvachim. So Zokter Simon, that Tefach has to be placed in such a way that Rav HaDofen is going to be Sasim. So if you take a Tefach Shochek, right, 1.1 Tefach, and you put it within three of the Dofen, 2.9 tefachim away from the dolphin, so 2.9 plus 1.1 is 4. Then you have rov of your dolphin. You have rov of the ruach shlishis. That's the halacha mashmisina of shlishis afilu tefach. That's Reb Simon's chiddush. Much more than Rav. Rav says no shlishis afilu tefach. All the amoraim before Rabbi Simon was saying shlishis afilu tefach means pshuto kamashmo. You need just a tefach of a mechitza. The question is where to be mamed that tefach to make sure that it's enclosed. But all you need is a tefach. Comes Reb Simon and says, no, you need Rov of the Dolphin to be Sasim. Certainly, according to the Brisker Rav's Pshat, this works out very beautifully. Right? And it's very beautiful. According to the Brisker Rav, the whole idea of Shlish Zafil Tefach means the Ruach Shlishis has to be Sasim. So comes Reb Simon and says, the only way it's going to be Sasim is if Rov of the Dolphin is Sasim. Keneged Ayotzei? Keneged Rosh Tah? That's not enough. Rov of the Dolphin has to be Sasim to make us look at it as though the whole ruach is sasim, that the mechitzah is holech al kol a ruach. That's why I need rov of the dofen sasim, and then we look at it as though the entire ruach is sasim. Yes.
Two questions. One, why do we need the tefach l'mashu? Why would Rashi need to say that if we're saying that this has to be within three in order to get the love, and then you don't need that to have the rov if it's seven tefachim?
Excellent question. We're going to get to it. It's a kasha that the Rishonim is. Okay. We'll get to it. There are different answers given.
And secondly, Rabbi just said that this works very nicely with the Brisker Rav. With the doctrine, the Brisker Rav wanted to say that that we have to bring in this idea of a lechem lashem misina that is so based off the wall opposite it. But if that's the case, then we don't need to do this lechem.
But still, just because I have rov of a dolphin sosin, that doesn't mean I have zayin tfachim. If a sukkah needs zayin tfachim, the haraya, the other two walls need zayin tfachim. So how can I just have four tfachim? But if all I need is rov, then I should only need rov in the other walls also. We don't say that. The chiddush is that the third wall is enough if it has rov.
Right, but we wanted to say before within the brisk rav that we're using an idea of lechem moshe misina. We have two walls of seven, now one tefach and opposite is seven.
So Rav is learning. The other Amoraim was saying that one tefach is enough to say that it's sosim on the whole ruach, and Rabbi Simon, and the way we paskin, is not like that. That you need rov of the dolphin to be sosim in order for it to be viewed as though the whole ruach is sosim.
I don't think you put together the brisk rav with this. They're working different ways.
I don't see why not. It's the same svara. The question is how to apply it. Is it enough? Is it enough that you have a tefach in that ruach to say that it's sasim b'chol ruach, or do you need rov of the dolphin to be sasim in order to say that it's sasim b'chol ruach? Yaakov, you have something to add?
Meaning, if it works there, the chiddush of Rav is that afilu in the corner.
Right.
So he agrees to Rav Simon, like, meaning that's how it fits in the
Rebbe. He agrees to Rav Simon? What do you mean?
No, I mean, he agrees that if you move the wall further away, it'll look even more enclosed.
Of course, but he's saying it's not necessary.
That's how it fits in.
Exactly. It's not necessary. You could view it as being sasim, even if it's keneged ayot, say, attached to the fundus. Rav Simon adds, no, it can't be. You need rov of the dovah to be sasim in order to say that it's sasim in the entire ruach.
Also, you're creating creating a pasach, and then we are answering for Rashi and Tosos, because then there's two avirs coming through. If it's not attached to the wall, then.
Again?
If
it's not attached to the wall, so then how are you creating a pasach?
No, we're creating the pasach as it were.
Rav Simon doesn't necessarily require it to be a Pesach. He might say that as long as you have the funnels on three sides, that's called a sukkah. A sukkah only needs the funnels on three sides. The question is how to create that dolphin on the third side. So he says if rov of the dolphin is sasim, then the whole dolphin is sasim. Maybe that's sufficient. Maybe I don't even need the Pesach on the fourth side. Maybe.
If we say lover in that extra area, so is that considered two avers? That's
completely lover in which extra?
If the tevach is further away from the dolphin. Within 2.9. So now we say lover is kisasim.
Right.
Does that mean literally or Tosos Kashrut still exists?
No, I think lover is kisasim. It's different. That's not a pirtzah. If it's less than three tefachim, that's mamish kisasim. Rav Simon sounds very nice, but it's a little bit strange. Shlishis afilu tefach. What's the lashon of the halacha mishmisina? Shlishis afilu tefach. Rav Simon seems to learn that you really need dalet tefachim. You need rov of the wall. That's not what the halacha mishmisina says. The halacha mishmisina says shlishis afilu tefach, that the third wall has to be a tefach. Where did he come off to say that you need rov of the dolphin to be sasa? That's the halacha mashmisina. That's the lashon of the halacha mashmisina. So, what's the simple answer to this question? If the halacha mashmisina is shlishis afilu tefach, how could Rav Simon learn that it has to be rov sasim? Yes.
You can only use a tefach to make it a rov, I guess.
Hmm. Okay, Josh.
Still a tefach.
But he's saying it's really four tefachim because with lovud, lovud kisasim dami. Yaakov.
We already know Lovin, so he's like building in
Lovin
into the equation.
Did you get the Tosis on the Zayin Amid Beis? Did anyone get the Tosis on Zayin Amid Beis? What's the answer, Naftali?
I mean, he's saying it's only Midrabanan.
It's Darabanan! That's not the Halacha Moshmi Sinai. It's a Din Darabanan. That's the simple answer. The Halacha Moshmi Sinai is Shlish Safilu Tefach. Rav Simon adds that Midrabanan Chazal say that you should put the Shlish Safilu Tefach in a way that Rova the Dolphin is going to be Sasan. And that looks like the dolphin is on the entire ruach. Maybe Taka the halacha mishmisina doesn't even require that, Zach. Right? The halacha mishmisina might not even require that. We're trying to accomplish the same thing, but this is a din derabanan that Chazal added later, not part of the halacha mishmisina. But they were sensitive to this idea that if it's keneged hayotze, if it's only keneged hayotze, so then it's not sasim b'chol harasa. Chazal added that you should do it in a way the rov of the dolphin is sasim, and then we look at it as though the entire ruach is sasim. Where does Tosfos say this idea? So this is on the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes Rava. Rava says, "Sikech agabe mavi sheish lo lechi ksheira." Complicated cases, but forget the complications. Let's just look at the principles. Sikech agabe mavi. You have a mavui. Right, the batim going to the chatzeros, into the mavos. We've had the picture before. The Gemara, we'll see when we continue Mitzvah Hashem. The Gemara of Zayin Amad Aleph on the bottom to Zayin Amad Beis is going to compare Mechitzas of Shabbos to Mechitzas of Sukkah, and sometimes Mechitzas that work for Shabbos are going to work for Sukkah, Mechitzas that work for Sukkah are going to work for Shabbos. Well, we'll see that whole idea as we continue Mitzvah Hashem. So comes Rav and says, Sikach HaGabe Mavish Yesh Lelechik Sheir. You have a Mavish Yesh Lelechik. We know that a Mavish Yesh Lelechik, you're allowed to be metaltel in that Mavish on Shabbos. The Lechi is what? It's a lechi mashu, but lechi has a din of a mechitza, right? Some say lechi is mishum hekeira, some say lechi is mishum mechitza. But either way, the lechi is machshe tiltel in the mavi. It says Rava, if you have a lechi that's being machshe tiltel in the mavi, then it works for sukkah. Sikach agabi mavi sheish lechi ksheira. So asks Tosfos, he doesn't formulate it as a kasha, but he says like this: Bein lamadam aper kam de erven lechem mishum akeira, bein lamadam mishum mechitza kasha. Oh, he does ask it as a kasha. He doesn't open up vim toma, right? But he says bein lamadam lechem mishum akeira or mishum mechitza. It's a kasha. My inyan sukkah the boy mechitzas daraisa lemovi derabon. This whole idea of the hechsher of a lechi or a kore and a movi, that's a din derabonan. We're talking about mechitzas daraisa over here. You need mechitzas daraisa in a sukkah. So you're trying to tell me Movish Yesh Lo Lechi works for Sukkah. The Lechi is a Tikkun Derabbanan. How can a Tikkun Derabbanan work for a Mechitza Daraisa? I need a Mechitza Daraisa over here in the Sukkah. How's the Lechi Derabbanan going to work for a Sukkah Daraisa? The Midaraisa below Lechi Shari? Minatori you can carry in the Mavi without the Lechi. The Lechi is a Tikkun Derabbanan. So how can a Lechi Mashu is going to work by Sukkah? How can that be? Yeshlama says Toysis, it's not a lechi mashu. The mari belechi tefach kedamina leel the mamida b'pachas migimul samachadofen. The haino midirabana. The lechi is taka not a lechi mashu over here. We're talking about a special case. We have a lechi tefach. A lechi tefach works midirabanan by sukkah. So the chiddush is by Shabbos. We're not gonna see the hemshich of Toysis. But basically, we're talking about A tikkun de rabbanan by sukkah, and we're going to apply it to Shabbos. We'll see the application for Shabbos when we continue. But comes Tosis and says, we're talking about a lechi tefach that your mom made pochos megimel samach ledofen. That's a din de rabbanan in sukkah. That's not a halachah mashmisin of shlishis avilu tefach. That's Rav Simon's addition, what he interpreted from Chazal. It's not his own addition, but he's saying that's what Chazal felt that we want to add to the halachah moshmi Sinai to make sure that it's sasim in the ruach shlishis, but that's a din derabanan. It's not part of the ikar halachah moshmi Sinai. That's a din derabanan. So that's how we can connect to mavui. It's really a lechi mashu, and that's the connection to mavui. That even though the tikkun of lechi and mavui is only a tikkun derabanan, but we're talking about a lechi derabanan in sukkah also. So then we can connect to Shabbos. But you see, Rav Simon's halacha is not part of the halacha moshmi Sinai, but rather it's a din derabanan. There's no kasha. But the kasha that we asked is how can Rav Simon say that you need rova the dolphin sasum halacha moshmi Sinai shlish zafilu tevach? No, he's not saying that's not halacha moshmi Sinai. It's an addition to the halacha moshmi Sinai. That's how Tosfos learns. Who disagrees with Tosfos? Rabban Melchamas Hashem. Rabban doesn't learn like Tosfos. Rabban learns Rav Simon is interpreting the halacha moshmi Sinai itself. The halacha moshmi Sinai wasn't just shlish zafilu tefach. It was that the dolphin has to be rov sasim. Why do I say that the Ramban seems to interpret the halacha moshmi Sinai as being rov dolphin? What's the lashon of the Ramban? It's kemat mefurish in the Ramban. Melchamas Hashem has a long piece here. We're not going to see the whole piece, but just the snippet. Ramban and Bezim and Bezim Dapi Arif in my versions. I don't know where it is in your Gemara, but somewhere there in the Melchamas. The first one on the line by me is the Umdu. The Umdu Divrei Rav Achibor Reb Simon v'Cholak. Reb Simon argued against Rav. Divrei Rav stood that Keneged Ayotze is enough. Achibor Reb Simon v'Cholak v'Amash Mamida v'Pachas Megimel Samach L'Dolphin. Rav Simon said, no, Keneged Ayotze is not enough. You have to be mamed in pochos megimel samach ledofen. Umatir kol meshech ha'oruch. And we're matir kol meshech ha'oruch, the extension the long extension on the other side until the end of the extension, Zayin Tvachim, the Zayin Tvachim on the other side. Since the Rov Hadofen is Sosum, so we're Machshir, Kenege, the Orach on the other side, the whole area. Me'achar sheyesh bekotzem meshech suk ktana im shnei levudim. Since on the Dofen HaKotz and the Dofen Shlishi, you have Meshech Sukkah Ketana, you have seven Tfachim with the two Levudim. You have the Tefach Shochek with two Levudim on each side. Right? So you have Meshech Sukkah Ketana, so we can be Machshir Kol Meshech HaOruch on the other side, right? We can be Machshir the whole area. So Dr. Ramban, the Asya Hilchasa Vegarisei L'Shlishis Ve'ukimta Ahachi. Because the halacha Moshe Mishnah comes and it's megareya to the shlishis. Remember, it says basukos three times in the pasuk. We're gonna darshin the mikra, the masoras, right? There are three times, three sukkos in the pasuk. So come the chacham and the Reb Shimon and they say asi hilchos of megarata l'shlishis that you only need shlishis avilutafach. Zok to Reb Simon, what's the shlishis avilutafach? What's the halacha Moshe Mishnah telling me? That you need the tefach shochek with the two levudim. So if you have the tefach with the two levudim, and now you're going to have a shir meshach sukkah, then you can carry. Then you can be machshir the whole area for sukkah. What's the Rabban saying? This is not a din de Rabbanan. That's the halacha Moshe Mishnah. The pshat in the halacha Moshe Mishnah. Rav understood the halacha Moshe Mishnah one way. Ad shabar of Siman, and he reinterpreted. He said, no, the halacha Moshe Mishnah is saying that you need. That you need the shlishis avilutafach situated in such a way that with the two levudim, you have the whole ruach covered. You have the ruach b'meshach shiva tfachim completely covered. Not that it's a din derabbanan. Rav Siman is not mechadish a din derabbanan on top of the halacha Moshe Mishnah. No, he's reinterpreting what the halacha Moshe Mishnah is all about. That's what shlishis avilutafach means. Right? That the halacha Moshe Mishnah. Is that it's not that you only have a shlishis afilu tefach, but rather shlishis afilu tefach has to be built in such a way that with the tool of udim the whole dolphin is going to be covered. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue the discussion to figure out what the chiddush of shlishis afilu tefach is telling me according to Shitas Tosfos and according to the Ramban, how exactly this halacha Moshe Mishnah is going to be playing out.